The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Exodus chapter 4. We are finishing up our series called Use What You Got. And I figured we'd change how we did service today. Is that okay? I figured that I'd pull some help up this morning to help with the service. And so Jorge, will you help me preach today? So we're gonna do a little bilingual today. Is that good? We're going to do a little bilingual, and we'll give you the context in the text that we read. We'll give you the context in the text that we read, and I figure we just go a little, I'll do Spanish, and you do...
Chinese.
No, that's way off base. Like, so los planes de Dios nunca están limitados. I'm just kidding. Y'all weren't ready for that, were you? Uh-huh. But I figured we tag team today, and we'll start with our verse. So come on over, and then, Frendy, come on. Frendy's going to be our interpreter.
Yo voy a ser la intérprete. Oh, I can.
Okay. Huh? That was perfect. So you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Spanish.
Okay, right now. ¿Estás lista? Sí, señor, le dije.
So let's practice.
Así que vamos a practicar.
Because I'm going to be passionate.
Porque sería apasionado.
And I want to make sure you can follow.
Y yo quiero estar seguro que ustedes me sigan.
The Lord said.
El Señor dice.
Ha.
Ha.
Gotta do it again. The Bible said. Ha.
La Biblia dice. Ha.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure we're ready.
Estamos, okay. Sí, estamos seguros, gotcha, que ya lo agarramos. Gotcha.
So I'll read the verse in English.
Yo voy a leer el verso en español.
But we'll add it in Spanish.
Y lo voy a leer.
And then we'll give you the context.
Y les daremos el contexto
of the message today.
Del mensaje de hoy.
Because what we're doing,
porque lo que estamos haciendo,
plays into our scripture.
Está postrado ahí en la escritura.
Let's read.
Vamos a leer.
Exodus chapter 4.
Al mismo tiempo.
Exodus chapter 4.
Éxodo 4, 10 al 14.
Then Moses said to the Lord.
Entonces Moisés dijo al Señor.
Oh my Lord.
Oh mi Señor.
I am not eloquent.
No soy elocuente.
Neither before.
Ni antes,
nor since,
ni desde que has hablado,
have you spoken to your servant.
Desde que has hablado a tu siervo.
But I am slow of speech,
pero soy lento para hablar,
and slow of tongue.
Y lento para la lengua.
So the Lord said to him,
entonces el Señor le dijo,
who has made man's mouth?
¿Quién hizo la boca del hombre?
Or who makes the mute?
¿O quién hizo a mudos?
The deaf, the seeing,
sordos, videntes,
or the blind,
o ciegos.
Have not I the Lord?
¿No tengo yo Jehová?
Now therefore go.
Ahora, por lo tanto,
and I will be your mouth.
Ve y estaré con tu boca.
And teach you what you shall say.
Y te enseñaré lo que dirás.
But he said,
pero él dijo,
oh my Lord,
oh mi Señor,
please send me by the hand of whomever.
Por favor, envía de la mano de quien más
somebody
puede
else
enviar,
that you will send.
Que alguien más puede enviar.
So the anger of the Lord was kindled.
Así que la ira del Señor
against Moses.
Se encendió contra Moisés.
And he said, it is Aaron.
Y dijo, ¿no es Aarón?
The Levite, your brother.
El levita, tu hermano.
I know he can speak well.
Sé que él puede hablar bien.
And look.
Y mira.
He's coming right now to meet you.
Él también viene a conocerte.
When he sees you.
Cuando te vea.
He will be glad in his heart.
Se alegrará en su corazón.
So he shall be your spokesman.
Entonces él será tu portavoz al pueblo.
And he himself.
Y él mismo será.
Shall be as a mouth for you.
Como una boca para ti.
And you shall be to him.
Y tú serás para él.
As God.
Como Dios.
Did y'all get that?
Agarraron eso.
Whew, it was working me.
Uf, eso funcionó para mí.
That is so good.
Eso es muy chévere.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Querido Dios.
Thank you for this day.
Gracias por este día.
Thank you.
Gracias.
That you are.
Que tú eres.
Limitless.
Un Dios sin limitaciones.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
To give you the context.
Para darles el contexto.
Of today's message.
Del mensaje de hoy.
God has just spoken to Moses.
Dios le está hablando al Moisés.
And he told Moses.
Y le dijo a Moisés.
That you are going to free my people.
Que tú vas a liberar a mi pueblo.
And Moses initially says, me?
Y Moisés lo que le dice es, yo.
He hears God's promise.
Él oye la promesa de Dios.
But then he tells God.
Pero él responde a Dios que tiene limitaciones.
God looks over his limitations.
Dios mira por encima de sus limitaciones.
And said, "It's not a limit to me."
Y le dice, "Eso no es un límite para
I
mí."
I can use it.
Yo lo puedo usar.
Moses says, "But I don't speak well."
Pero Moisés le dice, "Pero yo no hablo bien."
I stutter.
Yo soy tartamudo.
And God says, "I'm not worried about that."
Y el Señor le dice, "Yo no me preocupo
I want
por eso.
You
yo te quiero a ti
to use
para usarte
what you got.
Usar lo que tienes."
This morning,
esta mañana,
I asked Jorge,
yo le pregunté a Jorge
to preach with me.
Que predicara conmigo.
Because 2 years ago,
porque hace 2 años,
Jorge moved his family,
Jorge se mudó con su familia,
from Venezuela,
desde Venezuela,
knowing no English,
sin saber nada de inglés.
For the last 2 years,
y por los últimos 2 años,
he has been leading our worship team,
él ha sido el director del
ministerio
de adoración,
knowing very little English,
conociendo solo un poco de español, de inglés.
He said, "In my heart,"
él dijo, "en mi corazón,
we want to see pure worship.
Nosotros queremos ver una adoración pura.
That's all I know."
Eso es lo único que yo sé.
So when he would speak,
así que cuando él habla,
he would need an interpreter.
Él va a tener un intérprete.
God didn't look at his limitation.
Dios no miró sus limitaciones.
God saw it as an opportunity.
Dios vio esto como una oportunidad.
He needed an interpreter.
Él necesitaba un traductor.
Who could declare what God had put on his heart.
Que pudiera declarar lo que Dios puso en su corazón.
So this morning,
así que esta mañana,
we're going to show you,
les vamos a mostrar,
that God is,
que Dios es,
limitless.
Sin limitaciones.
¿Cuántas personas hablan español acá?
I want to know how many
español.
Of you can speak English or at least understand Spanish. I'm sorry.
Me encanta. Acompáñenme esta mañana.
Oh, I love that. Please be with me this morning.
Este pasaje que habla de Moisés.
This verse that we read a few minutes ago.
Primero que todo nos hace entender que Moisés era una persona totalmente humana.
Help us to understand that Moses, it was just a human being.
Quizás en ese momento él estaba hablando con el Dios creador.
Maybe in that time he was speaking with literally God the creator.
Y de hecho era así.
And that's the truth.
Pero en ese momento,
but in that moment,
él se llena de dudas.
He was doubting.
Y en ese momento,
and in that moment,
su naturaleza sale a la luz.
As a human being, he was just natural to him for him to be worried.
Y empiezan las objeciones.
And start to object.
Las objeciones
objections
son naturales de cada
natural
uno de nosotros.
For us because we are humans.
Los límites son naturales en cada
limits
uno de nosotros.
Are natural and normal for
pero
us.
Yo quiero decirte con toda honestidad.
But I can tell you with honestly.
Que Dios no se limita a nuestras limitancias.
God cannot be limited by our limitations.
Dios quiere usarte grandemente.
God wants to use you really, really good.
Si nosotros sabemos la historia de Moisés, conocemos.
If we know the history of Moses.
¿Qué es lo más impactante que sabemos de Moisés?
What can you say about Moses?
Que Moisés abrió él,
Moses opened the Red Sea.
Y el pueblo atravesó.
And the people of Israel go through the Red Sea.
Pero ¿cuántos sabemos que Moisés dudó muchísimas veces antes de hacer eso?
But in the beginning, he doubted a lot.
Quiero nombrarte rápidamente en esa misma conversación que tenía con Dios, ¿cuántas veces dudó?
He was arguing with God about how can I open the Red Sea? So we are going to learn about that conversation.
Entendamos el contexto. Estaba hablando con Dios.
So he was speaking to God.
Y la primera pregunta que dice el capítulo anterior es,
and the last chapter to that says the first question that Moses did or asked,
ir a Faraón a liberar al pueblo, yo.
Go to Pharaoh and deliver my people, me.
Y si no me creen, si no me creen, ¿qué les diré?
What happened if they don't believe me? What can I say?
Me encanta la palabra que dice, simplemente diles, yo soy, te envío.
You don't have to be worried about that, said God. You only have to say, I am, sent me.
Yo estaré contigo en todo este proceso.
I'm going to be with you through this time.
Y si alguien pregunta, ¿quién te envía?
If somebody asks you, who sends you?
Yo soy, te envía.
You have to say, I am.
Cada vez que Moisés tenía una duda,
so every time that Moses has a doubt in his head,
Dios con mucho amor le daba la respuesta.
God with so much love answered him.
Llega hasta tal punto que de decir, Moisés.
So Moses asked him,
pero ¿a dónde te habla?
I cannot speak low.
Yo no estoy bueno hablando.
I cannot speak low. How can I do that?
I don't know. Puedo imaginarme que él no podía hablar.
I have no idea how Moses did or I don't know.
Ahora se está centrando en sus propias limitaciones físicas.
So he is seeing himself about his limitations, his own limitations.
Me fascina como Dios le responde.
And I love what God answers him.
Y le dice, ¿quién creó la lengua? ¿Quién creó la boca? ¿Quién creó los ojos?
Who created your mouth, your eyes?
¿Quién creó los oídos?
Who created your ears?
¿Acaso no fui yo el creador?
It was me.
Tantos argumentos y tantas objeciones.
A lot of objections.
Termina diciendo Moisés.
But Moses said.
No.
Yeah.
Que lo haga otro. Otra persona.
It's better if other person can do it, not me.
Allí es donde entendemos que el Señor se molesta
and
de esa situación.
Why God got angry.
Y le dice básicamente, okay, viene de camino Aarón.
Okay, Aarón is coming.
Te va a recibir con mucho amor y con mucho.
He's gonna love you and he's gonna receive with so much love.
Yo voy a usar a Aarón, pero a través de ti.
I'm gonna use Aaron through you.
Las palabras que Aarón dirá serán a través de ti.
When Aarón speak, it's going to talk through you.
Thank you, Aarón.
So I am Aarón.
Familia, quiero decirles. El primer punto es
so
que...
The first point is...
In English or in Spanish?
Whatever you want.
Did y'all catch that? He just said in English or
no,
in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Sí. Sí. En español.
Okay. God's plans are never limited by our limitations.
Los planes de Dios nunca son limitados por nuestras limitaciones.
Nunca los planes de Dios se limitan por nuestras limitaciones.
Never God is limited by our limitations.
Si hay una palabra que quiero que te lleves esta mañana.
So if I want you to learn a word this morning.
Nuestras limitaciones forman parte de lo que Dios hará.
Our limitations are part about what is God is going to do.
¿Sabes una cosa? Dios tiene promesas.
God has promise.
Que nunca, nunca va a fallar.
And never he's going to fail.
Por eso quiero decir con toda honestidad que las promesas de Dios siempre estarán presentes en ese proceso.
And that's what I can say. God's promise will be present throughout the process. We just have to believe and act.
Si Moisés no hubiese recibido esta promesa, yo estaré contigo.
Because Moses received that promise, I'm going to be with you.
Creo que las cosas no hubiesen salido tan perfectas.
Maybe the plan wasn't be so perfect.
Sin la promesa de Dios no tiene sentido nuestra vida.
Without that promise, God's plans doesn't have any sense in our lives.
Dios nos dio una promesa.
God gave us a promise.
Que hoy se está desarrollando.
And today is a reality.
Atravesarán los confines de la tierra.
You are going to walk through the Red Sea, and it was, you know, Venezuela to come here.
Y pondré palabra en su boca.
And I'm gonna put your mouth, my words in your mouth.
Para que mi pueblo,
for my people,
pueda ver mi poder,
can know me,
a través de sus limitancias.
About your limitations.
Gloria a Dios.
So glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
Sí.
Was that awesome?
¿No fue grandioso eso?
So, point number one, if
así
you're taking
punto,
notes,
punto
don't go
número,
anywhere.
No te vayas, Jorge.
God's plans are never limited by our limitations.
Los planes de Dios nunca son limitados por nuestras limitaciones. Punto número dos.
God's promises will be present.
Las promesas de Dios siempre estarán presentes.
Throughout the process.
A través del proceso.
We just have to believe and act.
Solamente tienes que creer y actuar.
What's really cool is we're modeling for you what could have been in biblical days.
Lo que es chévere es que estamos modelando para ustedes lo que fue en el pasado. Deja que mi pueblo vaya.
But God had to pour into Moses.
Pero Dios tuvo que poner en Moisés.
But Aaron would speak.
Y Aaron era quien iba a hablar.
God looked past any limitations that he would see.
Dios no miró las limitaciones que él tenía.
Because God could see the end result he wanted.
Porque Dios pudo ver el resultado final que iba a que,
so
que
the challenge today,
así que el reto hoy
is to look past any limitations you might have.
Es mirar, no mirar las limitaciones que tú tienes.
To grab the word of the Lord for you today.
Y poder agarrar esa palabra del Señor que él tiene para ti hoy.
Number three.
Número tres.
My limitation is part of my preparation.
Mis limitaciones son parte de mi preparación.
I love the fact that when you read through the rest of Exodus,
me encanta el hecho de que cuando tú lees el libro de Éxodo,
from 5, 6, 7, and 8,
desde el capítulo número 8 hasta el,
it says that Moses went with Aaron,
dice que Moisés fue con Aarón,
and spoke before Pharaoh,
y habló ante el faraón.
And then, as you read,
y cuando tú lees,
you find that it's Moses,
vas a encontrar a Aarón,
speaking by himself,
hablando por él mismo,
to Pharaoh,
a faraón.
I wonder if he gained confidence.
Yo me pregunto si él agarró confianza.
That no matter his limitation,
que no importa sus limitaciones,
he knew that God would use.
Él sabía que Dios lo usaría.
What he had.
Con lo que tenía.
I want to show you just something of a limitation.
Y te quiero mostrar algo de las limitaciones.
That if you push past it.
Que si, I'm sorry.
That if you, you want me to say it in Spanish?
Yes, please.
Yo no sé. Yo no sé.
I have no idea.
Just left.
Solo me puedo reír.
Yes, just don't worry. No worries.
No te preocupes.
No worries. No worries. I want to show you a video.
Le quiero mostrar un video.
Of a person.
De una persona.
That if we saw them.
Que si lo vemos.
They have a visible limitation.
Tiene limitaciones visibles.
But they don't see a limitation.
Pero ellos no ven una limitación.
And they're impacting the world.
Y han impactado el mundo.
Check this out.
Miren esto.
My name is Cliff DeVries. I'm the diving coach at RIT. You might see me walking down the road and think, wow, he's got it rough, but there's more. Which is a little bit beyond what you think right now. I can't remember a time when I didn't love diving. I was the New York State Empire State Games champion in high school, and I was selected as one of the All-Americans for my junior and senior year. That led to a scholarship at the University of Kentucky. I had that Olympic dream, and with my increase in skills and the rate at which I was improving, I thought I had a chance. I was trying to do more complicated, more difficult dives, and they just weren't coming. I started to lose movement in my shoulder. My shoulder was becoming noticeably more and more weak. Yeah, I was struggling. It got worse and worse. So I went in and I got an MRI. I found out a day later that I had a 6-inch tumor in my spinal column that was pressing up against my spinal cord and causing me to lose the function of my shoulder and my arm. I went in for surgery the first weekend of March of 1995, and I was 21 at the time. It was a 13-hour surgery. There were some complications during the surgery. All the system equipment went down, and they didn't have any life signs on me. I think that my life was teetering. I had severe trauma to my spinal cord, severe scarring. So they were basically planning for me to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. I think at that point, I was tired of hearing that I wasn't gonna be able to do this, I wasn't gonna be able to do that, and I said, I'm tired of hearing this stuff. I'm gonna walk again. I'm gonna make it happen. Not only am I gonna walk again, but I'm gonna make something of my life. Right after my surgery, I went back to my high school to watch some diving, and then I found out that they didn't have a coach. And they said, hey, why don't you start coaching and we'll give you the job. And then they had an opening here and I decided to apply. They took a chance on a guy who couldn't walk very well to come in and lead the diving program here at RIT.
Ren, that's a beautiful dive. But you've got a beautiful pike that I'm not seeing on there, so close that pike up. Daly, it's pulling off too fast. Slow down.
I would always love to be back on the boards, and whenever the coaches jump up on the boards, I always feel a little bit sad. You want to be back diving. You want to feel what it's like to be bouncing, to be flying, and then to go through that water. I always like pushing myself, seeing what the next thing that I could do is. And I thought, you know what? I could do a dive. And I'm like, I'm gonna try a dive. And my birthday's coming up, so I'm gonna do a dive on my birthday. There's always more to you. There's always more to what you can do. You might see me walking down the road and think, wow, he's got it rough, but there's more. When you look beyond what's on the surface, there's always more. You're not gonna find a lot of beauty in what I do, but it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of emotion. That's all balled up into a little half second fall into the water. My dive, what else can you do? What can you find in yourself? What can you find in others? When you look in the mirror, what else is there? What else do you have? What more can you bring out? Which is a little bit beyond what you think right now.
What more do you have? What more do you have? What more do you have? In year number one, in talking to Jorge and Friendy, they would tell me their limitations about their language. I say, come on. They tell me their limitations about their language. I say, come on. And today you heard them say that God had showed them something in Venezuela. And today they get to speak to you. And it was like crossing their Red Sea. And then in the video, you saw a man that had a visible limitation. And he kept saying, but I want to dive again. I want to dive again. This morning, you can write this down in your notes, the last thing you can write down. Is God uses my limitations to prove he's limitless. God uses my limitations to prove he's limitless. Got a man that could barely walk, said, I'm going to walk again. He got to walking and said, I'm going to dive again. And the video goes on to say that every single year on his birthday, he does another dive. And he's trained hundreds and hundreds of young men and women on a dive team when others might have said, there's nothing that can be used here. I'm all done. But he said, there's still a little something left. And he gave a great challenge. And he said, why don't you look inside and see what God can use? What's left? What's there that God can use? We spent the last 4 weeks talking about using what we got. And we're at the end of our series. And it's Thanksgiving week. And the whole purpose was just take a step back and see what is in us that maybe we've overlooked. The first week we talked about there's something in our house that maybe if we presented it back to God, that would be the answer to our prayer. In week number two, we said that we have Jesus, we have his attention, and we have his rest, and we needed to put it to work. And then last week we asked the question, can God use me and my stuff? By looking at a little boy that had five things of bread and some fish, and he trusted God enough to put it in his hand, and God used it to fill the bellies of 5,000 people plus. And today, I'm ending with a little bit of an analogy of God using your limitation to bless somebody else. And we're at the end of our service. And my prayer has been, Lord, let what was a limitation in one unlock something in someone else. It's visible that God can use a limitation and God can bring it to the surface and you can see God use that limitation to bless somebody else. In fact, somebody's going to meet Jesus today. And you're going to meet Jesus today through hearing some Spanish, a little bit of an interpretation, and then some English at the end. It's the same thing that God did in the book of Exodus. He used a little bit of a language barrier. He used an interpreter, and he brought about freedom in the lives of people. Today, we're going to use a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of interpretation, and a little bit of freedom that Jesus gives through salvation.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.